People say, you know, you became successful overnight. You had 15 years in the comedy clubs
sure.
and working it. Aren't you glad?
My PhD.
Aren't you glad you had that? Because don't you think that if you all of a sudden have this kind of success hit your brain and you had no preparation for it, it would have
blown it out.
Would have blown it out.
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. No, I feel sorry for anybody who has great success right away, because unless you've heard, this is the big one. Mm-hmm. This is going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, he blew it. He's
mm-hmm.
over. He's finished. Unless you've heard that four or five times before it actually happens.
Which used to happen to you every night.
Your ego is ready to handle it.
You were saying it used to happen to you every night. One night, a crowd loves you. The next night, they hate you.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I went up for about 6 months at the Comedy Store not doing anything prepared. And that was because I watched Robin Williams doing his stuff. And I watched him, improvising and scatting. And it was great to see. So I thought, well, I knew he had a couple of safe things that he went to in case it got too ugly. And so I just promised myself that I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't repeat a word night after night. And I went up on stage, and it basically was like a bunch of comedians at the back of the room just watching a car wreck.
Really?
You know? And I would sweat, just beads of sweat would pour down my face every night before I went out, because it felt like I was starting over.